13, Zach Dilloch. Batting 6, the catcher, number 9, Brian O'Keefe. Batting 7, center fielder, number 3, Adam Engel. Batting 8, third baseman, number 18, Colin Moran. And batting 9, second baseman, number 4, Mason McCoy. Tonight's starting pitcher for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers is number 51, Jose Rodriguez. And now, it's time to introduce the Budweiser Discovery Reserve starting lineup for your El Paso Thank you. 10 strikeout for CBP. And finally, all the way from Perth, Australia, he sadly lost his son Spencer to spinal muscular atrophy, inspiring his creation of the foundation, Team Spencer. He has been able to raise over $500,000 today and has saved the lives of 10 children so far and sent others to university to learn more on how to cure SMA. He's here with International Ambassador Stephen Mintz. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Stephen! Yeah, that's a wicket for Rick! Good day, Rick! Do you always fans have a round of applause for Speedy Wonder Ticket Ceremony first pitching?
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Southwest University Park in hot El Paso, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers are taking on the San Diego Padres AAA club, the El Paso Chihuahuas. This is game two of a six-game series, and this is one of the high-scoring ballparks in the Pacific Coast League. You tend to see games with a lot of runs here, and our season opener yesterday certainly fell into that category. It also fell in the category of a loss for the Rainiers, who lost in the bottom of the ninth inning on a two-out hit by a final score of 12-11. And that was after the Rainiers had overcome a five-run deficit to take the lead. So a thriller yesterday that didn't go the Rainiers' way, and we're going to see if the Rainiers can turn it around and even up this series here today. Our starting pitchers in today's ballgame, first for the visiting Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez makes the start. Rodriguez in his 11th start and 12th appearance is 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA. Anderson Espinoza is on the mound for El Paso. The right-hander is 2-2 with a 6.12 ERA in 12 starts this season. No roster moves to report, although the rehabbing major leaguer who arrived yesterday, Trevor Gott, did not pitch yesterday. He is supposed to pitch today, so we do expect to see Trevor Gott pitch one inning from the right ear's bullpen today at some point later on this evening. Well, yesterday's game was certainly a memorable one, even if it didn't go the right ear's way. We'll revisit last night's game when the right ear's pregame show continues right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on El Paso tonight. This is game two of the six-game series that continues here in West Texas through Sunday. Every game here a night game because of the heat. No day games this time of year. And they'll all start at 5:35 Pacific time, except Sunday starts at 5:05. Well, after this, the Red Ears will return home, but not until Wednesday, a week from tonight, June 28th. The Red Ears open up a six-game homestand against Salt Lake that culminates with the big July 3rd fireworks extravaganza. Well, yesterday was an extravaganza of its own. The Red Ears hit two two-run homers early on, trailed 5-4 after two innings. It was one of those nights of the PCL. The scoring slowed down for a while, and it was El Paso 6, Tacoma 5, going to the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Chihuahuas started to connect. A couple of homers, a couple of doubles. All of a sudden, they had a 10-5 lead. Seemed like the game was all theirs until they made three errors in a row in the eighth. And the Red Ears took advantage of that door that was open for them and scored six runs in the top of the eighth inning. Adam Engel's two-run triple, the last hit, giving the Red Ears an 11-10 lead. We went to the bottom of the ninth. It was 11-10 with one out. Riley O'Brien tried to close it out. He issued back-to-back walks. That's always trouble in this place. He did get the second out. The Red Ears were an out away from victory. Taylor Colway, though, one of the best hitters for average that El Paso has, was at the plate, and he swung at the first pitch and roped a game-winning two-run double down the right field line. And El Paso won it 12-11 walk-off style with two outs in the ninth. Certainly was a thriller here yesterday. What is in store for us today? I guess we'll find out here in a little bit. First pitch right around the corner. We'll get to the starting lineups right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. how can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tecoma Raiders, who have a record of 34 wins and 36 losses under manager John Russell. The Mariners AAA club will lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is at shortstop. Batting second, the left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and playing first base is Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Taylor Trammell. Zach DeLoach will bat fifth. He is the designated hitter. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting seventh, center fielder Adam Engel. Hitting eighth, the third baseman Colin Moran. And batting ninth, second baseman Mason McCoy. On the mound, Jose Rodriguez. He's 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA. The El Paso Chihuahuas are the Padres AAA club. Their manager is Philip Wellman. They have 30 wins and 40 losses this year. Leading off is the shortstop, Matthew Batten. Batting second, left fielder Taylor Colway. Hitting third, the second baseman, Tim Lopes. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Alfonso Rivas. Batting fifth, center fielder Jose Azocar. Batting sixth, designated hitter Brett Sullivan. Jansen Witte hits seventh. He's at third base. Batting eighth, the catcher Kevin Plawecki. And hitting ninth, right fielder Luis Liberato. On the mound, Anderson Espinoza. Espinoza is 2-2 with a 6.12 ERA. Three-man umpiring crew. The crew chief, Roberto Nunez, is at third. At first base is Raul Marino, and behind home plate is Dylan Wilson. It's Tecoma and El Paso in Game 2 of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom-crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start here in El Paso. And the Rainiers sending their leadoff man, Sam Haggerty, to the plate. Wearing his red Rainiers jersey and gray pants. El Paso decked out in their black jerseys with white pants. Black jerseys in this heat. It'll only be troublesome early in the game. We do have direct sunlight on the majority of the field right now. Shadows extending across from the third base side. Not even close to covering the diamond yet. First pitch of the game to Sam Haggerty is in there for a strike, and we are underway. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way, and this is high for a ball. Haggerty still waiting to get hot here in AAA. In his first nine games, he has six hits, batting 176. But it'll come around for him. 1-1 pitch is up and in for a ball, 2-1. Haggerty hitless yesterday, although despite going 0-for-5 at the box score, he still scored two runs. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. Right here's facing Anderson Espinoza, a healthy Anderson Espinoza, who is into his motion to the 2-2 pitch. He swung on and pulled to first. That's fielded by Rivas on one hop, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out. One away in the top of the first inning. Haggerty is retired on a sharp grounder right to the first baseman. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Espinoza is making his 13th start for El Paso this year. First time the Red Ears have ever faced him. His pitch to Marlowe is taken outside for a ball. He's 2-2 with a 6.12 ERA this year. In 50 innings, he's allowed 53 hits, 5 homers, has struck out 46, walked 38. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Everything about that stat line sounds really good except for all the walks. Allowing only 5 homers in 50 innings, pitching half your games in this ballpark is actually quite remarkable. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to Marlowe, and it is swung on and fouled away. Smaller crowd on hand tonight as compared to yesterday. Much smaller. It's kind of surprising. Now the 1-2 is on its way, and it is high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Espinoza working with Plawecki behind the plate. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Marlowe goes down swinging at a slider, and two men are gone at the top of the first. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Espinoza's been in the El Paso rotation all season long, but didn't pitch during their 6-game series at Cheney Stadium in April because he was suspended for 10 days for sticky stuff. Pitch to Shiner, taken down and in for a ball. 1-0. You know how the umpires check the pitchers when they come off the mound? They checked his pitching hand, and he had all this rosin and sticky stuff on there. Not just rosin, apparently. So there's a swing and a miss for a strike, 1-1. And he got ejected from the game. This was against Albuquerque on April 14th. He got ejected from the game and suspended 10 days. And so the Red Ears didn't face him during that series at Cheney. 1-1 to Shiner. Fastball called a strike, 1-2. Shiner hitting 291, 18 homers, hit number 18 yesterday. 59 runs batted in, second in the league in runs batted in, third in homers. 1-2 pitch called, strike 3, 95-mile-per-hour fastball, got him looking, and Shiner is struck out, and the inning is over. 3 up, 3 down with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, El Paso coming to the plate.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma did not score the top of the first. And now El Paso comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. Matthew Batten is their leadoff man. And on the mound for the Red Ears, Jose Rodriguez. And Rodriguez ready to go. Here's his first pitch to Batten, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Back goes Haggerty in his angle, and Engle calls everyone off and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. A fly out to shallow center, and Batten is retired. And now Taylor Colway, the guy who had the game-winning hit yesterday, comes to the plate for El Paso. Right here's outfield today is Marlowe in left, Engle in center, and Trammell in right. The infield is Shiner at first, McCoy at second, Haggerty at short, and Moran at third. O'Keefe behind the plate, Rodriguez on the hill. His pitch to Colway is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Colway hitting .278, but .315 since May 1st. 9 homers, 43 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Colway has been with El Paso for several years now, and he's always finishing the season around .300. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline, and that's strike two. So Rodriguez ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. This is his 12th appearance and 11th start. He's 1-4 with a 5.40 ERA. Now the pitch is hit down the left field line. Slicing, it goes foul. Still 1-2. Rodriguez missed just about 3 weeks with some shoulder tenderness and returned 6 days ago with a start against Albuquerque, and we knew he was only going to go 30 or 40 pitches in that game. It ended up being 43, as here's a swing and a pop-up down the third baseline. This is foul, and it lands untouched. No one could reach it. Moran and Marlowe both giving chase. In that start against Albuquerque, Rodriguez pitched a scoreless first inning, but then in the second inning, he didn't record any outs before coming out of the game, and he ended up getting charged with four runs. Here's the 1-2 to Colway, and it is a fastball just inside, 93-mile-per-hour heater. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Still 2-2. So an even count, 2-2 to Taylor Colway. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and it is outside for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count to Colway with Tim Lopes on deck, and now O'Keefe and the umpire, Dylan Wilson, are going to the mound to talk to Rodriguez because there's an issue with his PitchCom earpiece, and the umpire always goes out to inspect the situation to make sure they're not doing a fake technology break in order to have a conversation about baseball strategy or to reset the pitch clock or anything like that. So O'Keefe and the ump back behind the plate now. They counted that as a mound visit. Wow. The plate umpire, Dylan Wilson, determined that there was no need for O'Keefe to go to the mound, and they counted that as one of the Red Deer's mound visits. 3-2 pitch now, fouled back, still 3-2. Not that it ever matters. We have not seen a team run out of mound visits, but I stopped tracking them. The first year they put in the limitations, I would mark them off in my scorebook, but no team ever runs out of them, so I just quit doing that. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Colway, and it is a called strike three. Nice slider from Jose Rodriguez, and he froze him, hit the outside edge, and Colway goes down looking, and two men are out at the bottom of the first inning. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter.
Second baseman, number three,
Lopes, right-hand hitter. Batting 309 with 11 homers, 39 runs batted in. Former Rainier and Mariner. The pitch to Lopes is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Lopes in his second season in the Southwest. Last year he was with Albuquerque. This year he is with El Paso. 1-0 pitch coming from Rodriguez, and it is a little high for a ball, 2-0. Lopes well-liked around the Pacific Coast League. Always has friends with the other team. Several Rainiers greeted him prior to the start of this series yesterday. Here's a pitch in for a strike, 2-1. Rodriguez now ready. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air to right field. Trammell, with his eye on it, backs up a step or two, waiting under it, and he makes the catch, and there's the final out in the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. Each team went in order in the first inning, a far cry from yesterday's first inning. We go to the second. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep. Pre-Tection, the everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
No score after one. Let's go to the second inning here at Southwest University Park. And each team went in order in the first inning, so each team will have its cleanup hitter batting leadoff in the second. For the Rainiers today, that's Taylor Trammell. He stands in batting 256, five homers in 22 games. And the pitch is swung on and roped into the alleyway in right center field. That's going to take a bounce and hit the fence. Trammell's digging for second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double in the top of the second inning. Taylor Trammell hits a rocket into the gap in right center for extra bases, and that gets the Red Deer's offense started today. First hit of the game for either team. Trammell in scoring position now, and the batter will be Zach Deloach. Deloach hit a two-run homer to straightaway center yesterday. Deloach hitting .298 with six homers, .409 on base percentage. And the pitch from Espinoza is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. And it is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Dealing with the heat here has been an adjustment for the Red Deers. This was our first game yesterday. It was our first game in real hot temperatures this season. Now a pickoff throw to second base, but they throw it into center field, and Trammell is trying to go to third. Here's the throw from a Zocar, and it is not in time. And Trammell takes second base on a botched pickoff move by Anderson Espinoza. Trammell took his secondary lead, and Espinoza spotted him, and he stepped off and tried to improvise a pickoff throw to second, but threw a scud in the dirt past Trammell's feet and on through into center field. So now the infield's in, runner at third, and here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. 96 degrees our game time temperature yesterday, 98 today. No wind blowing either right now. No breeze. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. And there are players who like this. Not everyone dislikes it. There are players who are from hot parts of the country who think that these are the right temperatures to play baseball in. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Deloach. Here's the pitch, and it is a check swing, and he went on a check swing. The plate umpire, Dylan Wilson, rings him up, and Deloach briefly protests and says, why didn't you appeal to third? But that's not going to get him anywhere. He's on his way to the dugout now. First out here at the top of the second inning. So that's strikeout number three for Espinoza. And now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. Now the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe hitting .234 with 11 homers, 36 runs batted in. Infield still drawn in. Whitty at third, Batten at short, Lopes at second, and Rivas at first. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. One-one pitch, swung on, grounded through the middle and into center field. A base hit for O'Keefe, and scoring from third is Trammell, and the Red Deers are on the board here in the top of the second inning. O'Keefe with a ground ball single into center field. He brings in Trammell, and the Red Deers draw first blood today. It's 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. O'Keefe just calmly did what was required of him there with a runner at third and one out of the infield in. Put a ball in play. And that's exactly what he did. A sharp grounder up the middle. Now Adam Engel, the hitter, and he swings and fouls one back. There's strike one. Engel last night, 2-for-5, including a two-run triple in the eighth that did give the Red Deers an 11-10 lead at the time. It was so close to being the game winner, too. An out away from a victory the Rainiers were last night. Owen won the count to Engel. And the pitch is swung on, chopped on two big hops to Lopes. He has it, goes to the shortstop for one. That's all they'll get. The force out at second base. Engel reaches on a fielder's choice. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran off yesterday, back in there today. He's been heating up at the plate, hitting safely in eight of his last nine games. Has his average up to .244, his on-base percentage now .362. Moran looks out towards Espinoza. And the right-hander with his pitch. And it's swung on, grounded to the right side, and that's going to sneak through between first and second and get into right field, a base hit. They're sending Engel all the way to third. Liberato, the right fielder, thought about trying to get him, but instead just threw it to second base. So Moran with a single to right, and the inning continues for the Red Ears, who now have runners at first and third with two outs for Mason McCoy. The Red Ears in last night's game ran on Liberato three times, which is ill-advised. He has a tremendous arm and very accurate, too. He threw out one of the three base runners who ran on him, and he would have thrown out two of the three except his third baseman dropped the ball. Now the pitch to McCoy is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded foul, third base side. And the count's now 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. A few more people coming into the park here. Late arriving crowd in El Paso this evening. 0-2 pitch, called strike three, and that is the final out at the top of the second inning. McCoy goes down looking. Strikeout number four for Espinoza. Red Ears get one run on three hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, El Paso nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nothing. The Red Ears lead El Paso. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Jose Rodriguez to face Alfonso Rivas, and his first pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Gravas, the top hitter for El Paso, hitting 331, ninth best in the league. Left-hand hitter, and he takes inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And he's hit eight homers this year. He's been called up by San Diego for a brief stint. He has spent a lot of time in the big leagues with the Cubs in the past. He fouls one back. And the count goes to 2-1 to Alfonso Rivas. Rodriguez in the first, got two flyouts and a strikeout. Now the 2-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Next pitch called, strike three. Down goes Rivas. So one away. Now Jose Azocar will be the batter. And the pitch to him is taken on the outside edge for a strike. Rodriguez now with a couple of strikeouts already. His 0-1 pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next delivery misses for a ball. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is grounded between short and third and threw into left field, a base hit. So there's the first base runner for El Paso. Azocar singles to left. And now Brett Sullivan will be the batter. They had 12 runs on 15 hits yesterday. Rainiers had 11 runs on 13 hits yesterday. Now Rodriguez with the pitch to Sullivan, and it's fouled back. Pitch now is in there for a strike, going two. Now the 0-2 from Rodriguez up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Shiner holding Aguilar or Azocar on first base. Azocar 3-for-6 stealing so far this season. There's the 1-2 on its way to Sullivan, and it is grounded sharply right past Shiner at first and down the right field line into the corner. Trammell has to go chase it down. Azocar's being waved around third. He'll make it in. And in at second base is Sullivan, and it is a tie ball game, 1-1. Ball was hit sharply right down the first baseline, but Shiner was there. He was holding the runner on, and yet it was hit quickly, and he was unable to react fast enough to glove this ball. And it's a double and an RBI for Brett Sullivan. So 1-1 tie, and now Jansen Witte bats with a runner at second and one out at the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch is cranked into the alleyway, deep to left center field, and that's going to take a bounce and hit the fence. Scoring easily is Sullivan, and Witte checks in at second base with an RBI double on the first pitch. And El Paso has its first lead of the night. It is El Paso 2, Tacoma 1. So three straight hits here with one out in the bottom of the second inning, including back-to-back doubles by Sullivan and Witte. That was Witte's 15th double of the year right there, and 43rd RBI for the former Rainier. Now Kevin Plawecki is the hitter. Plawecki, the catcher tonight, hitting .277 at 18 games for El Paso, and he swings and fouls one off down the right field line. There's strike one. Now Rodriguez with the 0-1 pitch. And it's swung on, grounded up the middle, but that's going to get through into center field. A base hit for Plawecki, and rounding third and scoring is Witte. An RBI single for Plawecki. That is four consecutive hits for El Paso. And they lead 3-1. Well, this is when Rodriguez ran into trouble in his last start, his first start off the IL. Couldn't get out of the second inning, and now, after striking out the first batter in the second inning tonight, he's given up four straight hits. Luis Liberato now the batter. With another former Rainier. Liberato hitting .263, belted his sixth home run of the season yesterday. Rodriguez's pitch grounded right between first and second. Make it five straight hits. Going to second and stopping there is Plawecki. Liberato with a ground ball single to right. And there are two on with one out for Matthew Batten. They're being aggressive early in the count and getting hits. In this ballpark, if you put the ball in play, you get rewarded. Ball really flies in the thin air here in the high desert and in the heat. And then the infield is just hard, as is the outfield. And ground balls shoot through the infield. They get between the outfielders and go to the fence. Here's Batten, the seventh man to come to the plate in the inning, and the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming from Rodriguez, and it is a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-2. So Rodriguez out ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, chopped towards short. McCoy has it, goes to second for one. Relay to first is not in time. Rainiers do get the force out at second, however. And there are two men gone in the inning. Batten reaches on a fielder's choice, and Plawecki now at third with Liberato forced out at second.
Left fielder, Taylor Colway.
Well, now Taylor Colway will bat with runners at first and third and two outs. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. And it is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Outfield straight away, medium deep with Colway at the plate. He's not a big power hitter, but he has connected for nine homers this year. 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Colway in his fourth season in which he has appeared in games for El Paso. Toss to first, back in his batting. In 200 and, well, this is his 300th game for El Paso. And he is a career 300 hitter on the dot for the Chihuahuas. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back, still one ball, two strikes. Colway, 28 years old and born in Wisconsin, drafted by the Padres in the 21st round in 2016 out of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, which I believe is a D3 school. Not 100% sure on that. Rodriguez with a 1-2 pitch, and it swung out and fouled back. Still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is pulled foul. Still 1-2. Yeah, it is a Division III school, Wisconsin La Crosse. One, two pitch. Pulled foul down the first baseline. Still 1-2. Rodriguez trying to close out the inning. Here's his 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him with a fastball. And that takes care of Colway and wraps up the inning. But El Paso scores three runs, and they do it with five consecutive hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risen Kizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
We head to the third inning. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma 1. Each team getting on the board in the second inning. Leading off for the Red Ears in the third will be the top of the order and Sam Haggerty. Anderson Espinoza on the mound. Haggerty grounded out to first base his first time up. He is 0 for 1. Switch hitter, he bats left. And Espinoza into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. And that got a piece of the catcher, Plowecki, who is sprawled in the dirt behind home plate, and he's slow to get up to his feet, which he's done now. But the El Paso trainer, our old buddy Josh DiLoretto, out to check on him. DiLoretto worked with the Red Ears 2021. Now the manager, Philip Wellman, also walks out to go check on Plawecki. Gives him a slap on the chest protector and says, hang in there, buddy. Heads back to the dugout. Now here's the 0-1, and it is inside for a ball, 1-1. Well, Anderson Espinosa is an interesting story, and he reached the major leagues last year briefly with the Cubs. So here's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, 1-2. And when he reached the big leagues with the Cubs, it was the culmination of a story that at one point looked like it was a certainty and then later became almost a complete uncertainty. As there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Haggerty goes down swinging and Espinosa has his fifth strikeout. Marlowe's up now. When he was 17 years old, Espinosa was considered one of the top pitching prospects in the low minor leagues. He was with the Red Sox. This was in 2015. And in 2016, midway through the season, as his first pitch misses to Marlowe, he got traded as the prospect, the key prospect in a major league trade deadline deal between the Red Sox and the Padres. So there's a foul back. And he was traded in July of 2016 to the Padres when he was in A-ball for Drew Pomeranz, the major league lefty who at that time was at the peak of his powers. So here's a swing and a foul at the plate. Count goes to 1-2 to Marlowe. And then he finished the season with the Padres A-ball team in Fort Wayne in 2016. And then in spring training 2017, his elbow was barking and he ended up having to have Tommy John surgery. Sears one down low for a ball. And he missed 2017, 2018. While he was on his rehab, the ligament popped again as there's a called strike three and down goes to Marlowe, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Espinosa. He had a second Tommy John surgery. Missed 2019, his third year not pitching, just rehabbing. And then was hoping to pitch in 2020, but it was the COVID season. There was no minor leagues. And he didn't go to alternate training camp or anything like that because he'd never pitched above A-ball and he'd been hurt for 3 years. His next pitch inside to Shiner, 1-0 to the Rainiers' number three hitter. And the next pitch is inside, ball two. Finally, the 2021 season came around and by this point he'd been traded to the Cubs. And, well, actually first he was with the Padres in spring training in 21. But he finally was able to pitch in 2021 in A-ball for Fort Wayne when he hadn't pitched in a game since 2016. And then he got traded to the Cubs once he was healthy. And then last year he ran from Double-A to Triple-A to the big leagues where the Cubs got into seven games as a reliever for the Cubs. Became a minor league free agent after the season of the Padres signed him, and he's been with El Paso all year. Little delay here because the last pitch on a deflection caught the umpire in the face mask, and his fellow umpires came down and checked on him. But he's all right, and we're ready for play to resume. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner. Espinosa now with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike. After all that has happened to Espinosa, he's only 25 years old, as he was a teenager when most of this stuff went down. So here's a pitch up and in for a ball. When he was rising up the prospects ranks and in a big trade and then had his elbow go for the first time, he was 18 years old. Next pitch inside, ball four, and Shiner draws a two-out walk. He heads down to first base. And now Taylor Travell comes to the plate. Right here's trail 3-1. We are in the top of the third inning. Now the pitch is up high. 1-0 to Trammell, who swung at the first pitch and doubled last inning. Ended up scoring a run. Now a swing and a foul tip, 1-1. One pitch. Misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Trammell. Now this pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Time called. Trammell steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first base. We're at the top of the third. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Espinoza notches three strikeouts here in the third and has seven through three innings of work. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
El Paso leads 3-1. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Southwest University Park in downtown El Paso, Texas. Tim Lopes, Alfonso Rivas, and Jose Azocar to bat here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch is in there for a strike to Lopes, 0-1. Jose Rodriguez on the hill. His pitch count now at 44. 0-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. Again, he is not stretched out yet. This is just his second start coming off the injured list. And the Rainiers have bullpen activity. Looks like a lefty loosening up. Probably Blake Wyman. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 1-2 now to Lopes. Yeah. And Rodriguez is ready with his pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. Still a ball and two strikes. This is game two of six between the Red Ears and the Chihuahuas. Tomorrow night, Darren McCacken takes the mound against left-hander Jay Groom. The 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2 the count. Right here's lead the season series against El Paso 5-2. That's on the strength of Tacoma taking 5 out of 6 from El Paso in a series at Cheney Stadium in April. 2-2 to Lopes, swung on and fouled back. El Paso won the opener of this series last night. El Paso this year is 10 games under 500. They're 18-16 in home games, though. The road has been very troublesome for them. Next pitch fouled back by Lopes. Still 2-2. 12-24 away from El Paso. Right here's road record isn't a whole lot better at 13-21. 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Three, two pitch coming. And it swung on and belted to left field. Back on the ball is Marlowe at the track. He can't get it. It's gone. Tim Lopes with his team-leading 12th home run of the year, a solo shot to left, and El Paso now leads it 4-1. He turned on that pitch and hammered it out of here, got a changeup up high, and ripped it out of here to left field. So there's El Paso's first homer of the night. Now Alfonso Rivas is the batter. He struck out looking earlier. He's 0-1. Oh, 1 pitch up high for a ball. On 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch, yanked down the first baseline. That's a fair ball headed for the right field corner. Over to dig it out is Trammell. He comes up firing to second. Rivas dives head first, and he's in there. So a double down the first baseline for Alfonso Rivas. Seventh hit for the Chihuahuas. And 2-plus innings pitched by Jose Rodriguez. Jose Azokar is the next batter. John Russell on the steps of the dugout, but looks like he's going to have Rodriguez face another batter. The first pitch to Azokar is fouled off on the first base side. There's strike one. 0-1 pitch, ripped to deep right field. Back goes Trammell at the track, but it is gone. A two-run opposite field home run for Azokar, his third of the year. And it is now 6-1 El Paso. So they're launching the ball out of their own ballpark. The Rainiers need to follow suit. They did last night, and plenty of time to get it going tonight, but the Rainiers find themselves in a big hole here early in this contest. That'll do it for Rodriguez. John Russell's on his way to the mound. He's going to make the call to the bullpen. Rodriguez has had two rocky starts since coming off the IL, and he got off to a good start this year with the Rainiers, but has not been able to find it since the stint on the injured list with the tender shoulder. So we'll take a break for this pitching change at the bottom of the third inning with the score El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, it's 6-1. El Paso leads Tacoma. We go to the we are in the bottom of the third inning. Three runs are in, and no one out, no one on base after the Azokar homer. Blake Wyman, the new Rainiers pitcher, he'll face Brett Sullivan leading things off, followed by Jansen Witte and Kevin Plawecki. Rodriguez went 2+ innings, allowed 8 hits, 6 runs all earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Wyman's pitch is breaking ball outside, ball one. Wyman in his 24th game, 1-3 with a 6.28 ERA in 28 and two-thirds innings. 1-0 pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. Well, yesterday, the Red Deer starter, Marcus Walden, was knocked out in the third inning, and it's happened again today, so the bullpen's going to see a lot of work in this series. And we knew that ahead of time. It's always the case in El Paso. Pitch down low for a ball, 3-0. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Now a swing and a foul tip, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wyman trying to put him away. The lefty from Colorado is ready. Here's his pitch, and it swung on and yanked foul down the right field line. And it is still 3 balls, 2 strikes to Brett Sullivan. Sunset approaching here in El Paso. So there's a breaking ball called, strike 3. Down goes Sullivan, and there's the first out at the bottom of the third. And Wyman strikes out the first batter he faces. Now Jansen Witte is the batter.
Jansen Witte.
Witte hitting 294 with 8 homers, 42 runs batted in. 43 now, actually. He doubled in a run his first time up. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Mariners just lost to the Yankees, 4-2 the final. It's the 1-0 to Witte is bounced foul. The Mariners' offense just not doing anything right now. Here's the 1-1 to Witte. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch is swung on and lined towards center, and it's going to drop for a base hit. And Witte has his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-2. And now Kevin Plawecki will be the batter. Plawecki had an RBI single in the second inning. So if you look at Kevin Plawecki's baseball reference page, it says his nickname is Plaw Dog. So the pitch to Plawecki is inside for a ball. Plaw Dog. Now, the new nicknames that are listed on baseball reference for each player, when they have one, and they have them for a lot of them, they are totally inaccurate. Sears is swinging a fly foul down the third baseline. 90% of those nicknames that you see on Baseball Reference or MLB.com or MILB.com, no one has ever called the player that before. But apparently the Chihuahuas players actually call Plawecki Plaw Dog. 1-1 pitch, ripped foul on the third base side, 1-2. They say that around the batting cage during batting practice. Way to go, Plaw Dog. So there's one accurate one on that website. Now the runner goes, 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Still 1-2. Pickoff move by Wyman, and back in with a dive is Witte. 6-1 El Paso. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the second out. So Wyman gets his second strikeout, puts away the Plaw Dog, and now Luis Liberato will be the batter. Liberato grounded a single to right field earlier. He's 1-for-1. Wyman's pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. Oh, one pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball, and there's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Now there's a toss to first, and back in is Whitty. Here comes the 0-2 on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wyman gets him swinging with a breaking ball. He looked sharp here, getting all three outs via the strikeout and allowed one hit after he came in. But prior to entering the game, El Paso scored three runs in the bottom of the third inning, and they did so on a total of four hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
El Paso leading 6-1. We go to the fourth inning of play. Zach DeLoach, Brian O'Keefe, and Adam Engel to bat this inning. There's the pitch, and it is fouled away. There's strike one to DeLoach. Next pitch from Espinoza down low for a ball, 1-1. Espinoza has struck out 7 Rainiers through 3 innings. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And now the 1-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two, two. Swung on, roped down the right field line, but it hooks and goes foul. DeLoach trying to sneak one down to the short porch in right field, but it hooked foul on him. Although some would tell you that El Paso is just one enormous short porch. Oh, my gosh. They just called a strike on DeLoach for not being set in the batter's box on time after that foul ball. And because he had 2 strikes, that is strike 3. And here comes John Russell to argue. It was a foul ball, so he should get additional time. And John Russell's on his way out to the plate now to try to get an explanation from the home plate umpire, Dylan Wilson. Sure didn't seem like enough time passed because it was a foul ball. So in a foul ball, they get extra time before they have to be in the batter's box. And Russell gets the explanation from Dylan Wilson, and he just turns and walks back to the dugout. So whatever it was, I guess, made some form of sense so that Russell didn't continue arguing. Well, here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and he checks his swing, and the pitch is called a strike anyway. So DeLoach strikes out on a timer violation, and I guess we'll put that in the book as a called strike three and not a swinging strike three. He certainly didn't swing at it. So there's a foul. There was no pitch for him to swing at. a pitch clock, strike three. That's the first time we've seen that happen to a Rainiers hitter this year for a strike three, ending an at bat. Here's one down low. Now the 1-2 coming to O'Keefe, and this is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery, swing and a miss. Strike three, and there's strikeout number nine for Espinoza. And this is a season high for him in just 3 2/3 innings. So two down, and Adam Engel will be the batter. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now this pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen, and it moves to 2-1. 6-1 El Paso, two outs in the top of the fourth. Two-one delivery, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count goes to 2-2. Now the 2-2 on its way, and it's a swing and a foul back. Espinoza trying to strike out the side. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Engel hanging in there. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with his slider, and Espinoza does strike out this side, and he has 10 strikeouts in four innings. My goodness. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
6-1 is our score. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at El Paso's Southwest University Park. The Chihuahuas leading the Rainiers. Top of the order up for El Paso. Matthew Batten is 0-2 today. And Blake Wyman with his pitch. And it's a breaking ball down low, ball one. Wyman, the second Rainiers pitcher to be used today. He's worked one scoreless inning. Here's his 1-0 on its way to Batten. And it is taken for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. We'll check out what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games. So now the 1-1 pitch to Batten is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Oklahoma City beat Vegas last night 10-5. The Dodgers getting three hits and three runs scored from catcher Hunter Fiducia. Drew Avins had two hits and a homer. 2-1 pitch to Batten. Swung on and pulled between short and third along the ground and into left field. A base hit. Matthew Batten has El Paso's 10th hit of the night. A leadoff single in the bottom of the fourth. And now Taylor Colway will be the hitter. Oklahoma City last night started the former Rainier Mike Montgomery, the left-hand pitcher. And they used a number of major league relievers on rehab assignments, one of whom was Daniel Hudson, the big league veteran reliever, the righty who's been around a long time. So now the pitch is in for a strike. Montgomery pitched four innings. Hudson pitched one inning. But this is kind of amazing. The Oklahoma City Dodgers last night in a Pacific Coast League game, so now the 0-1 to Colway is outside, used two pitchers in the same game, each of whom threw the final pitch of the World Series. Think about that. In one AAA game, Mike Montgomery started. He threw the final pitch in 2016 for the Cubs when they beat the Cleveland, they were the Indians at the time. Montgomery came in from the pen and got the final out when the Cubs ended the curse of the Billy Goat. Here's a deep fly to center. This is playable, though. Engel's out there, and he makes the catch. Colway is retired. The Cubs ended all those years of futility in 2016. Mike Montgomery threw the last pitch. He started for Oklahoma City last night. And in the bullpen and pitching in the game later, a scoreless inning, Daniel Hudson. He was with the Washington Nationals when they won the World Series in 2019. And he got the last out of the final game, their win against the Astros. So he threw the last pitch of the World Series in 2019. Had two pitchers who had thrown the final pitch of the World Series, pitching the same game for the same team in the Pacific Coast League last night. Throw to first, Batten's back in. Now the runner goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. Batten steals second base. His league-leading 23rd steal of the year. He's only been caught twice. This was pretty close, but he beat the tag from Mason McCoy, second baseman who was covering. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two to Lopes. O-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Lopes, and Wyman has another strikeout. He has four strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds. And now Alfonso Rivas comes to the plate. Other PCL games yesterday, Reno hammered Albuquerque 10-2 at Greater Nevada Field. Jorge Barrosa had three hits, single, double, triple, and he scored two and drove in two for Reno. Now the pitch to Rivas is inside for a ball. In fact, the PCL was really PCLing last night. In all five games in the league, the winning team scored 10 or more runs. Round Rock beat Sacramento 15-6. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Rivas. JP Martinez for Round Rock was hitting leadoff. He went 4-for-4 with a single, two doubles, a homer, scored four runs, drove in five. J.P. Martinez now hitting 350 for the Express. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. And they have a new player, Dustin Harris, one of the Rangers' hitting prospects, got promoted from Double-A, made his Triple-A debut last night for Round Rock, went 2-for-3 with a homer. 1-2 to Rivas, fouled back. And then Sugar Land beat Salt Lake 12-11 in Salt Lake City. Joe Adell hit his 20th homer, a three-run shot at the bottom of the eighth inning to tie the game 11-11. And then Sugar Land won it in the ninth when Rylan Bannon homered, the sixth homer of the game for Sugar Land. 1-2 pitch is popped up on the left side of the infield. Haggerty, the shortstop, is going to make the catch on the infield dirt for the final out of the inning. And that does it for El Paso. So Wyman pitches a scoreless inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fifth. It's El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It is 6-1. El Paso leads Tacoma. Here at the top of the fifth, it'll be Colin Moran, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty to face Anderson Espinosa, who has 10 strikeouts. At the first pitch to Moran's, a swing and a miss, strike one. Espinosa coming into this inning at 66 pitches. His next one is hit in the air towards right center. This is deep. Back is a Zokar at the track, but it's off the fence. Moran is digging for second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double. First hit for the right air since the second inning. In fact, the last hit prior to this one was Moran singling in the second. Now he has hit a long double to right center. 2-for-2 today. And that's his third double of the season. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy struck out looking earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch misses for a ball. One oh coming, swung on and bounced foul off McCoy's foot, and he hits the ground in the batter's box. The ball bounced all the way out to the third baseman. McCoy getting back up on his feet, though. He's all right. Wears the shin guard on his left leg. Actually, no, he does not. That's his pulled up sock that I thought was a shin guard from a distance, but he's not wearing a shin guard, so that got him. Anyway, he's staying in, and the count's 1-1. Espinosa's pitch is outside of the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike. So mentioned that Joe Adell hit his league-leading 20th homer yesterday for Salt Lake, snapping the tie for the league lead with his own teammate, Trey Cabbage. As McCoy hits a hard grounder to short, staying with a bad bounce is Batten, and his throw to first is in time to get McCoy, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. It was not an ordinary three-run homer for Joe Adell. The Hawkeye tracking system that is installed in all of the PCL ballparks now in conjunction with the automated ball strike system, as here's one in for a strike, it measured Adell's homer at 514 feet. They hit it to left center. I've watched the highlight of it a couple times. This was in Salt Lake City. As there's a foul. You can't really see the ball and where it lands, so that's unfortunate. Because Salt Lake City is a ballpark that has targets, if you will, in the outfield, beyond the outfield fence and beyond the berm for really long home runs to hit. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's strikeout number 11 for Espinosa. Haggerty goes down swinging. Cade Marlowe now the hitter. Marlowe struck out twice already against Espinosa, 0 for 2. And this one is inside for a ball, 1 and 0. Now the pitch is up high, 2 balls, no strikes. The Angels are playing well, and Adell could end up getting stuck in AAA for quite a bit longer. He might really put up an enormous home run total this year, which would be fun. 2-0 pitch down low for a ball, 3-0. If the Angels were having a bad year, I'm sure they would have already called him up and installed him as a starter in their outfield by now, but they're not. The Angels have not had their annual collapse yet. And maybe they won't. I don't know. 3-0 to Marlowe. Called a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch. High and outside, ball four, and Marlowe will head down to first base. Second walk issued by Espinosa. And there are two on with two out for Jake Shiner. Well, the Red Ears are down 6-1, but they have their top home run hitter at the plate with two on and two out. Maybe Shiner will connect here and bring the Red Ears back with one swing. Get him back in this game, and you're in it down five in El Paso. We saw this last night. Here's a swing and a little grounder to second base. That's fielded by Lopes, and he throws out Shiner. Shiner goes down on one pitch, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and two runners left on. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is El Paso 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, rehabbing Mariners reliever Trevor Gott on in relief of Blake Wyman. Wyman was really strong tonight. Two scoreless innings of two-hit ball, no walks, and four strikeouts for Wyman. So Gott comes in for his first rehab appearance, and Gott is currently on the Mariners injured list with back spasms. He's been out for 2 weeks. Here's his first pitch to Jose Azocar, and it is in there for a strike. Got 30-year-old right-hander, and he last pitched June 4th. As the pitch is a swing and a miss, there's a strike to Azocar. And he was throwing pretty regularly for the Ebs and pitching well, and then he allowed five runs in one inning, and it came out that his back was bothering him. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Azocar, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. Gott strikes out the first batter he faces. Gott's already pitched in 28 games for Seattle this year. 0-2 with a 3.38 ERA. Well, he just got Azocar with a 94-mile-per-hour heater. Here's his pitch now to Sullivan, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. First pitch curveball from Gott. Gott was actually drafted by the Padres originally in 2013 out of Kentucky, University of. Now the pitch is roped foul down the first baseline. And he pitched in the Padres farm system, reaching Double A. He did not pitch for El Paso because he got traded to the Angels. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. And he actually did pitch in the Pacific Coast League for Salt Lake in 2015. Next pitch, swing and a foul back by Sullivan. Gott came back to the PCL for a full season in 2021 with Sacramento on a minor league deal with the Giants. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Sullivan, up high and away, ball three. So Gott knew what he was getting into when the Mariners called him into the office and said, hey, we need you to start your rehab assignment in El Paso. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Nope, time called. Sullivan steps out of the batter's box. Gott expected to do one or two outings with Tacoma. He's not going to be just one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Down goes Sullivan. And back-to-back strikeouts for Gott. He gets Azocar and Sullivan, 95 on that fastball. Third baseman, Jansen. And now Jansen Witte is the batter. Here's the pitch from to Witte, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled away down the right field line. Counts even, 1-1. Now Gott's next pitch swung on, fouled back, strike two. Another 95 on the gun. Well, Gott has a chance to strike out the side. Yeah. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and lined towards center. And moving over his angle, he's there, and he makes the catch. And that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice rehab outing for Trevor Gott. Three up, three down to close out the fifth inning. That was easy work for the rehabbing Mariner. Maybe he will only be here for one outing. I don't know. Anyway, we head to the sixth. It is El Paso 6, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. El Paso 6, Tacoma 1 is our score. Taylor Trammell stands in. And the first pitch to him from Anderson Espinoza is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Trammell's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored, and he swings and bounces one foul, and the count's even, 1-1. Rainier's bats have been held pretty quiet by Espinoza. He's allowed four hits, three of them in the one inning when the Red Deer scored in the second. He has a whopping 11 strikeouts through five innings. And Espinoza with a pitch count right now of, well, now a swing and a miss by Trammell on the next pitch. 1-2. He's in the low 80s right now. And all is quiet in the El Paso bullpen. His 1-2 pitch to Trammell is fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is a called strike three, a slider that Trammell could not pull the trigger on, and that is strikeout number 12 for Espinoza. His season high prior to today was 8. In fact, this is a career high. He had 11 in a game in 2016 when he was an A-ball in the Red Sox system, pitching for the Greenville Drive. We have not referenced the Greenville Drive during one of these broadcasts in quite some time. There's a pitch outside to DeLoach for a ball, 1-0. Next one's up high for a ball, 2-0. So a career high, 12 strikeouts for Anderson Espinoza, and he's still going. 2-0 pitch, swung on and hit high in the sky towards center. Going back is Azokar. Look it up, and this ball is gone. DeLoach has connected for his second home run in as many days and his seventh of the year, a towering fly to right center field. As that ball just kept carrying out of here, it is now a 6-2 ball game. So DeLoach hits it out of here over the Rainiers bullpen in right center. Now Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. That homer gets the Chihuahuas bullpen in motion. Plus, Espinoza's about to hit 90 pitches. Next pitch is fouled away by O'Keefe. There's strike two. And the 0-2 to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now here's one that bounces up to the plate. O'Keefe drove in a run with an RBI single in the second inning. At the time, it gave the Red Ears a 1-0 lead. That is the only lead that they've had so far tonight. Still a lot of ball to be played this evening, though. 2-2, swung on and squibbed foul on the ground on the first base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch. Swung on, hit up the middle, but cut off by the second baseman, Lopes, who fields it on a couple bounces and throws out O'Keefe at first. Two men are gone in the top of the sixth inning. And now Adam Engel will bat. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout so far. Pitch hit to foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Next pitch is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-2 now. O-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip, still no balls, two strikes. The El Paso single game strikeout record all time for their franchise history is 13. Espinoza's one away. That also came against the Rainiers to Nelson Lamed in 2017. 0-2 to Engel. Swung on, grounded to second base. That's fielded by Lopes. Throws to first and gets Engel. And Espinoza still sitting at a dozen strikeouts, but he gets through six. Rainiers do get a run back on the Deloach homer. One run on one hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's El Paso 6, Tecoma 2.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
6-2, El Paso leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Raiders, Nolan Blackwood, is in from the pen. The Raiders' side armor will face Kevin Plawecki, Luis Liberato, and Matthew Batten. Trevor Gott, three up, three down, fifth with two strikeouts in his rehab appearance through 13 pitches. First pitch to Plawecki is outside for a ball, 1-0. Blackwood appearing in his 26th game, 2-3 with a 6.23 ERA. Next pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch is inside, ball three. Blackwood falling behind in the count. Blackwood last pitched on Saturday a scoreless inning. And a win against Albuquerque. His next pitch is in for a strike, 3-1 now to Plawecki. Three-one pitch is hit towards deep left center field into the alleyway, and this ball is going to short hop the fence. Plawecki is on his way to second, and he's in there with a leadoff double. So Plawecki, with his second hit of the game, a double to left center. And the Chihuahuas have a man at second base with no one out. And now Luis Liberato will be the batter. Liberato is 1-for-2 with a single so far. Now this pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch inside, 2-0. Blackwood behind in the count, 3-0 again. He was behind Plawecki, 3-0. Now there's a pitch in there for a strike, and it moves to 3-1. Blackwood misses down low, ball four, so Liberato heads down to first, and El Paso gets two on with no one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now the lineup turns over, and Batten comes to the plate. He's 1-for-3 so far. We'll take a look at our Mariner Farm report now. The good news was mostly at the lower levels. The Double-A team, Arkansas, last night got hammered in Wichita, 12-4, although Josh Morgan and Logan Warmoth hit homers. Here's one outside to Batten for a ball. Arkansas now 40-24 on the year with the best record among all Mariners affiliates. But a loss yesterday. 1-0 to Batten in there for a strike. Both the A-ball teams won. Everett won on the road at Hillsboro 5-4. Couple of outfielders had two-hit games. Victor Liberato was 2-for-4, also walked and doubled and drove in a pair. So here's a swing and a dribbler in front of the plate. Out to get it is O'Keefe, and he fires to first, and Shiner can't hold it. It pops out of his mitt, and everyone is safe. Plawecki goes to third. Liberato to second. Batten reaches on what they are calling an error on Shiner, the first baseman, for dropping the ball. Loaded, no one out for Taylor Colway. Colway's 0-for-3 in this one. Had the game-winning hit last night. There's a pitch down low for a ball. And now O'Keefe's going to go talk to Blackwood. Also at Everett last night, outfielder Alberto Rodriguez had two hits, including his fifth triple. He scored two runs. He's having a really nice season for Everett, a bounce back season, really, for Alberto Rodriguez. And then at low A, Modesto, they had a good starting pitching performance yesterday in a 7-2 home win against Fresno. Michael Morales, who has apparently picked up the nickname Moose, he went six innings and allowed four hits and one earned run. Got the win. He's 4-2 with a 3.96 ERA for Modesto. He's repeating the level and is having improved results, especially lately. He's young. Here's a swing and a foul back by Colway. Speaking of Young, last year's first-round draft pick, Cole Young, was 1-for-3 with a walk, scored two runs last night. He's batting .275 in his first full professional season with Modesto. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2-1 to Colway. Base is loaded, no one out. And the pitch is a called strike, and the count's even now, 2-2. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Colway for his third time today, and that's a big strikeout for Blackwood and the Rainiers. So bases remain loaded, now one out, and Tim Lopes is the batter, and Blackwood could get out of this with a double play grounder.
Second baseman, Tim Lopes.
Tim Lopes is 1-for-3 with a homer today. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. Now this pitch is fouled away. Two and one to Lopes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. A two-hopper. Moran goes to second for one. On to first. It is not in time. Close play at first, but Lopes avoids the double play. And scoring from third is Plawecki. Taking third, Liberato. Batten forced out at second. Lopes reaches on a fielder's choice. It is 7-2. And Lopes has his second RBI of the night and 41st of the season for El Paso.
First baseman.
Now Alfonso Rivas hits with runners at the corners at two outs. And here's the pitch from Blackwood, and it's taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch down low, 1-1. Runner from first takes off, pitches in the dirt, and O'Keefe blocks the pitch. No throw to second. It'll go in the books as a steal for Lopes. Holding at third is Liberato. Lopes with his 19th steal of the season. Just tied the Rainiers' Mason McCoy for fourth in the league in stolen bases. 2-1 pitch. In at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-2 now to Rivas. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Blackwood gets him, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. But El Paso immediately recovers the run that the Red Ears scored at the top of the inning. One run on one hit. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's El Paso 7, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and the Red Ears are trailing 7-2 here in El Paso. New pitcher for the Chihuahuas. That can be only be good news for the Red Ears. They had a lot of trouble with Anderson Espinosa. Reese Kinnear is the new pitcher, right-hander. Espinosa went six innings, allowed five hits, two runs, walked two, struck out a career-high 12. And now Kinnear is in from the pen, and this is his 18th AAA appearance of the year. He's having a good year, 4-1 with a 4.04 ERA in 35 and two-thirds innings. So that 31 hits, struck out 40, walked 11. And Kinnear has had a brief call-up to San Diego this year, appearing in three Padres games. Pitch clock violation on Kinnear, which he tried to blame on a faulty earpiece, but the umpire wouldn't let him do it. So here's the pitch to Moran, and it's a swing and a foul tip, and that got a piece of Plawecki, the catcher. And they're going to give Plawecki a moment to make sure he's all right. He's had a couple of balls hit him behind the plate tonight. Moran, 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. He had two of the Red Ears' five hits against Espinosa. Now the 1-1 pitch line to second and caught by Lopes. And Moran is retired on another hard hit ball, but this one right at the second baseman. So one down, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. Plawecki still being bothered by when he was hit from that foul tip previously, and now the El Paso Chihuahuas have sent a trainer out to check on him. That's Maritza Castro, their assistant trainer. And Philip Wellman, the manager, out to talk to Plawecki as well. Plawecki trying to shake his right leg, it looks like. And now trying some squats and moving his legs around and making sure he's flexible enough to continue. And he's going to stay in the game for now. They have three catchers on their roster, but one of them is being used as the DH today. That's Sullivan. They have a third-string catcher, Jorge Cantu. Or, pardon me, Michael Cantu.
Second baseman, Mason McCoy.
Well, McCoy settles in at the plate. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. McCoy has not reached yet today. Had two hits yesterday. Has hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games. One-oh pitch. Breaking ball for a called strike. Counts even, 1-1. Kinnear's next pitch, check swing, and McCoy did not go around. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. In there for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. So 2-2 to Mason McCoy. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip that is held onto by Plawecki for strike three, and that is the second out in the seventh inning. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. He's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, switch hitter bats left. And he swings and hits one the other way, and there's a base hit down the left field line. Over to cut it off is Colway. Haggerty takes the turn at first and holds with a two-out single. So Haggerty's aboard with a base hit to left field. Rainiers have their sixth hit of the night. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe's 0 for 2 with a walk. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Two oh coming, and that's a called strike, 2-1. Reese Kinnear, Padres' 20th round pick in 2018 out of Fordham University. And he's out here throwing 97 miles per hour. 2-1 pitch to Marlowe, grounded down the first baseline, knocked down by Rivas, and then he picks up the ball and takes it to the base for the out, and Marlowe is retired, and the inning is over. No runs for the Red Ears at the top of the seventh. They had a hit and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score, El Paso 7, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in El Paso. Chihuahuas leading the Red Ears 7-2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Stephen Kolek, in from the pen. He'll face Jose Azokar, Brett Sullivan, and Jansen Witte. Nolan Blackwood went one inning. Kolek's first pitch to Azokar is in for a strike. Blackwood one inning pitched, allowed one hit, one run. It was an unearned run. He walked one, struck out two. 0-1 to Azokar is bounced on two hops to short. Haggerty has it and throws to first for the out, and one man is gone on two pitches in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Sullivan will be the hitter. Kolek's in his 15th appearance, 2-2 with a 10.55 ERA in 21 and a third innings. Brett Sullivan now the hitter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch is a check swing and he held up in time, says the umpire. 2-0. Next pitch is a strike, 2-1. Well, bouncer foul. Now a pop-up foul over is O'Keefe on the third base side, but it is out of play. Now the 2-2 to Sullivan is outside, ball three. Now this pitch misses, ball four. Kolek loses him. Sullivan will head down to first base with a one-out walk. And now Jansen Witte will be the batter. Witte's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 is inside for a ball, 1-1. A swing and a bouncer to short. That Haggerty has it and goes to second, and they get the force out there with McCoy covering second base. Sullivan is retired. Ball was not hit very hard, and Sullivan made it a close play at second, but the Red Ears do get the force out, so two men are gone. Now Plowecki will bat. Nope, we've got a pinch hitter. It's not Plowecki. They are going to send Michael Cantu up there. So Cantu will take over the catching duties after this at bat, I'm sure. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Kolek is taken outside for a ball. Plowecki got hit by a Foul tip in the top of this inning and battled through it, but you could tell he was in pain. Here's a bouncer by Cantu, right side, diving and knocking it down is McCoy, but he has no play. And it'll be a two-out infield single for Cantu, and Whitty takes second base. So Michael Cantu with a single, a pinch hit single with that. And there are two on with two out for Luis Liberato. Liberato's one for two with a single and a walk. And he settles into the batter's box now. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. Oh, and one the count. Kolek's pitch, swing and a miss and a heater. There's strike two. 94 mile per hour fastball from Kolek. The 0-2 to Liberato is high for a ball. Snap throw down to second by O'Keefe, and Whitty scrambles back to the base. O'Keefe trying to pick off his teammate Jansen Whitty at second base. His old teammate from 2021. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Liberato. And it is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. This is a big batter here. The Red Deers need Kolek to put a zero on the line score here. They're still very much in this game. 7-2 is not a huge deficit in El Paso. The Red Deers came back from five down in the eighth inning yesterday. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced to first. Shiner gloves it, and he'll take it himself to the bag and put out Liberato, and that closes out the inning. So Kolek does it. A scoreless bottom of the seventh. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's El Paso 7, Tacoma 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the eighth inning. It is El Paso 7, Tacoma 2. New pitcher, it's the veteran right-hander Aaron Brooks, 33-year-old. He'll take over for Reese Kinnear, who pitched a scoreless inning, allowing one hit with one strikeout. And Brooks' first pitch to Shiner is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Jake Shiner. Shiner's 0-2 with a walk tonight. Brooks is in his 25th appearance, 2-2 with a 5.10 ERA. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-2. And the next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Aaron Brooks returned to the majors last year briefly with St. Louis. 1-2 pitch hit high in the sky to left center field, not deep. Azokar and Colway over, and it's Colway, the left fielder, who makes the catch. So Shiner flies out to the left fielder, and one out at the top of the eighth. Now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored tonight. Now he swings and fouls one down, fouls one away. Now the 0-1 hit sharply up the middle, and it goes past Batten and gets into center field. And Trammell is aboard with his second hit of the game, a single to center field. And there's the Red Deer's seventh hit of this contest, and that'll bring Zach Deloach to the plate.
Designated hitter Zach Deloach.
Deloach 1-for-3 with a solo homer this evening. Got a delay here. It looks like Batten went to the dugout maybe to trade his glove. Now he comes running out with a new glove, so that's what happened. Well, we're ready to go now. The pitch to Deloach is swung on and fouled at the plate. That is strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. O-2 pitch coming. And it is up and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Deloach is the second out at the top of the eighth inning. Well, this is when the Red Deer scored six runs yesterday, and they started that rally with one out and then had eight straight batters reach base. Can happen at any time. You never know. Now there are two outs, though. O'Keefe stands in, 1-for-3 with an RBI single, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now O'Keefe lifts one down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-2. Now this one is swung on, grounded sharply, and Batten at short picks it up, and he flips it to his second baseman, Lopes, for the force out. And that wraps up the top of the eighth. Red Deers do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's El Paso 7, Tacoma 2.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is El Paso 7, Tacoma 2. Steven Kolek pitched a scoreless seventh, and the Rainiers are going to stick with him for the bottom of the eighth. He'll face the top of the order, Matthew Batten, Taylor Colway, and Tim Lopes. Rainiers have not been able to get the offense going tonight like they did yesterday. And the number one reason why, the pitching of the starter Anderson Espinosa was very impressive for El Paso tonight. First pitch to Batten is called a strike, 0-1. Kolek now into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. McCoy and Shiner are there, and Shiner, the first baseman, makes the catch, and one man is out on two pitches in the bottom of the eighth. Rainiers have had Batten's number the first 2 days of this series. He's 1-for-10 between last night and tonight. Here's Colway now. He's 0-for-4 today with three strikeouts after being the hero yesterday. He chops one on a hop to third. Moran has it with a charge and throws to first and gets Colway. And three pitches, two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kolek gets a couple of quick ground outs. Well, a ground out and a pop-up. A couple of quick outs on the infield. And now Tim Lopes will be the hitter. Lopes is 1-for-4 with a homer. And he had another infield grounder that he hit for a force out that drove in a run. He has two runs batted in. He takes the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Now a swing and fouled back. 2-1 the count. There's a called strike, and it evens things up 2-2. Now a swing by Lopes and a drive to center. Back on the ball is Engel. He has room, and he'll make the catch, and Lopes is retired, and the inning is over. Steven Kolek sets down the side in order in the eighth. Three up, three down. We go to the ninth inning. We need a Rainiers rally. It's El Paso 7, Tacoma 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers down 7-2. But we're in El Paso. They had a six-run eighth inning yesterday to come back from a five-run deficit. And they're going to try to do something similar here today in the ninth. Adam Engel leads things off. Aaron Brooks pitched the eighth. He remains in the game. And his first pitch is a strike to Engel. 0-1 the count. First pitch curveball from Brooks, who needed 14 pitches to work a scoreless eighth. Now the 0-1 pitch to Engel. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. El Paso pitchers have struck out 14 tonight. No balls, two strikes, the count. El Paso pitching does lead the league in strikeouts, by the way, prior to tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Engel. And one man is out of the ninth. That's the 15th strikeout for the Chihuahuas tonight. Right here, season high for strikeouts is 17, but that was in a 12-inning game against Albuquerque on the last homestand. Colin Moran now the batter. And the pitch from Brooks is taken for a strike. He's just filling up the zone. 0-1 the count to Moran, who's 2-for-3 with a single, a double. Even when he made an out, he lined out. He takes the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's in danger of dropping their third straight game and falling three games under 500 on the year. 1-1 to Moran, swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. Moran pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he steps in ready to hit. One ball, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is taken down low. Two balls, two strikes. Seven runs, 12 hits, one error for El Paso. Two runs, seven hits, one error for Tacoma. El Paso scored three runs in both the second and the third tonight to take charge of the game, as here's one down low for a ball. Rainiers need a good start, and hopefully Darren McCacken can provide one tomorrow night. Last two nights, the Rainiers starter has been knocked out in the third inning. 3-2 pitch is looped into left, and there's a base hit for Moran, his third hit of the game, and the Rainiers have a man on with one out in the top of the ninth. So Moran goes the other way with a single, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter.
Second baseman, Mason McCoy.
McCoy, 0 for 3 today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. One-oh pitch coming. Outside for a ball to Adele. Two-oh pitch inside, ball three. And McCoy well out ahead of the count, 3-0. Rainiers will happily take a walk. Need base runners, need a bunch of them. El Paso's now loosening up a lefty in the bullpen. And I believe that's Jose Castillo. 3-0 pitch to McCoy is in there for a called strike. So 3-1 now. And the pitch is high ball four. McCoy draws the walk, so he'll head down to first base. Moran moves to second. And there are two on with one out for Sam Haggerty. Haggerty's one for four today with a single. And the Chihuahuas are sending a pitching coach out to the mound to go talk to Brooks. So Tacoma's down five. We're not close to seeing the tying run get to the plate yet. Need a couple more guys to reach for that to happen. Two more would cause that to happen. But if we get to that point, the Rainiers are going to have power hitters up. Shiner, Trammell, Deloach, it'll be that section of the lineup if the Rainiers get to a point where the tying run comes to the plate. Conference on the mound breaks up. Haggerty settles in. He's one for four, singled his last time up. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count's even 1-1. Moran at second, McCoy at first. Next pitch swung on, bounced out in front of the plate, and it trickles into foul territory. Haggerty was out of the box. He was ready to race down the line and try to leg out an infield hit. But the ball trickled foul. Haggerty ran it out entirely. It is Jose Castillo, the lefty in the El Paso bullpen. Brooks is now over 30 pitches in this appearance. Haggerty now back at home plate and ready to continue this plate appearance. Moran at second, McCoy at first, one out of the ninth. And the pitch from Brooks is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Rainier's base runners with small leads. No reason to get risky in this situation. 2-2 pitch, hit well to right field in the air. Back is Liberato looking up, but this ball is gone. Haggerty with a 3-run home run to right field, and the Rainiers make it a 7-5 ball game. Haggerty got a 94-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle of the plate, thigh high, and he just turned on it and lifted it out of here to right field. And for Sam Haggerty, it's his first home run as a member of the Red Ears this year. In fact, his first home run, period. He doesn't have one for the Mariners this year either. So a three-run shot with one out in the ninth knocks out Brooks. Philip Wellman is on his way to the mound. The El Paso manager is going to make a pitching change and bring in Jose Castillo, the lefty, to face Cade Marlowe with one out. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. El Paso 7, Tacoma 5.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're in the top of the ninth inning. It is El Paso 7, Tacoma 5, and one out. No one on base. Cade Marlowe stands in. The new pitcher, Jose Castillo, and his first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. 27-year-old lefty, big guy, 6'6", 250 pounds. Castillo with his 0-1 pitch, and Marlowe launches it to right field. This is deep and back, and it's off the top of the fence. Marlowe digs for second, and he slides in there safely ahead of the throw from Liberato. Cade Marlowe with his first hit of the night, a double off the top of the wall in right field, and now the Red Ears do get the tying run to the plate. So they have rallied here. They have scored three. They need five to tie it, and they've got a runner at second with one out for Jake Shiner. Shiner up now, Trammell on deck. For Jose Castillo, this is his 15th appearance. He struggled this year. He's allowed 14 runs in 11 innings. His pitch is fouled back by Shiner. There's strike one. Shiner's been quiet tonight, 0-3 with a walk. Right-hand batter. That double by Marlowe, by the way, is 11th of the year. Pitch to Shiner inside for a ball. And the count's even, 1-1. Seven-five ball game here in El Paso. Only one out. 1-1 pitch to Shiner, and it is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Shiner came into play, hitting .291 with 18 homers, 59 runs batted in. 2-1 pitch, outside and high, ball three. 3-1. Castillo, a lefty who throws very hard, fastball in the upper 90s on the gun. Now the pitch is a check swing. Shiner went, says the umpire, on a pitch that was up high. So that makes the count full, three balls, two strikes. Now Castillo with his 3-2 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, 96-mile-per-hour heater above the zone, and Shiner couldn't lay off the elevated fastball. Two outs of the ninth, Red Ears down to their final out. Taylor Trammell now the batter. 2-for-4 with a single and a double. Left versus left situation. Castillo's pitch is swung on and lined up the middle and into center field. A base hit. Coming around third is Marlowe. He will score. Trammell with the RBI single, and it is 7-6. The Red Raiders have made it a one-run game. Taylor Trammell with his third hit of the night, an RBI single to center field. And it is a one-run game. The tying runner at first base, Zach DeLoach, coming to the plate. So far, the two left-handed hitters to face Castillo have gotten hits, and he struck out the righty. DeLoach, another lefty, and he's hitting 305 against left-hand pitching this year. Castillo's pitch, breaking ball, called a strike. 0-1 the count. DeLoach has already homered in this game. A solo shot in the sixth, 1-for-4. Next pitch from Castillo is a slider outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. Two outs of the ninth, a one-run game. Rainiers entered the ninth down 5. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Castillo. And it is taken high for a ball, 2-1. Rivas holding Trammell on at first base. Trammell's only going to steal if he knows he can make it. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And it is a check swing on a pitch that's called a strike regardless. 2-2 down. Well, the Red Raiders are down to their last strike. But they have the go-ahead run in the batter's box. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs of the ninth. Castillo is set. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slider. That's the ball game. El Paso takes it 7-6. A spirited rally in the ninth for the Red Raiders, but it comes up 1 run short. And the Red Raiders have dropped 3 straight games and fall to 34-37 on the season. 7-6 the final. El Paso takes it. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Raiders post-game show coming up next.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, El Paso takes it 7-6, the final score tonight at Southwest University Park. Red Raiders with a furious rally in the ninth inning, which they entered down by 5. They come up 1 run short, but at least they showed a lot of fight down the stretch in this one, but they end up dropping it 7-6, the final. Tacoma scored first in the second inning against Anderson Espinoza when Trammell hit a leadoff double and scored on a ground ball base hit off the bat of Brian O'Keefe, and the Red Raiders were up 1-0 at the top of the second. Jose Rodriguez started. He quickly retired the side of the first, struck out the first man of the second, but then a El Paso hit parade began. 5 straight hits, netting 3 runs. Included were RBI doubles by Brett Sullivan and Jansen Witte, and a run-scoring single by Kevin Plawecki. So El Paso was ahead 3-1 at the end of the second inning. Then they started to hit homers in the third. Tim Lopes hit his 12th of the year to lead off the bottom of the third. Alfonso Rivas then doubled down the first baseline, and Jose Azocar hit an opposite field two-run homer to right, his third of the season, and it was 6-1 El Paso, and they knocked out the Red Ears starter Jose Rodriguez with no one out in the third inning. From that point forward, the Tacoma Red Ears bullpen pitched six innings and allowed one unearned run. That was it. Kept the Red Ears in the game, but Espinoza was dealing for El Paso, setting a career high with 12 strikeouts. The Red Ears did get another run off him in the sixth on a solo mission by Zach Deloach, who launched a towering homer to right center, his seventh of the year and second in as many days here in El Paso. That made it 6-2, but Espinoza went six innings and allowed two runs with the career-high 12 strikeouts. He permitted only five hits and walked just two, threw strikes and got a lot of swinging strikes as well. And he was really good today, and he ends up being a deserved winner in this game. El Paso tacked on an unearned run in the bottom of the sixth inning, and that made it 7-2. And the Chihuahuas bullpen kept the Red Ears off the scoreboard in the seventh and the eighth. We went to the ninth, still 7-2. With one out, Colin Moran singled, Mason McCoy walked, and then Sam Haggerty launched an Aaron Brooks pitch over the right field fence for a three-run homer, his first home run of the season anywhere, major leagues or AAA. And that made it 7-5, knocked out Brooks. They brought in Jose Castillo, a lefty, to take over. Cade Marlowe greeted him with a long double off the top of the fence, but Castillo was able to get Shiner swinging on a full count pitch for the second out of the inning. But then Taylor Trammell singled to center field. It scored Marlowe, made it 7-6, and the Red Ears had the tying runner on base and the go-ahead runner at the plate. But Zach Deloach struck out swinging for the final out of the ballgame. And El Paso hangs on barely, and the Chihuahuas win it 7-6. Final totals for El Paso, 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Tacoma scored 6 runs on 11 hits, made 1 error, left 8 on base. Espinoza gets the win. He's 3-2. Castillo, his first save. Rodriguez gets hit with a loss. He's 1-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 42 minutes. The attendance, 4,876. El Paso's now 31-40 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 34-37. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5:35. Darren McCacken against Jay Groom, and we'll start the pregame show at 5:25. El Paso wins at 7-6. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
El Paso beats Tacoma 7-6. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners continue to struggle to score runs in New York, losing today 4-2 with just four hits at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees called up from AAA Johnny Brito to start against the Mariners, and he tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings and got his fourth Major League win. And the Yankees had homers hit by Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney, and Anthony Volpe. Seattle just four hits. One of them was a solo homer from Dylan Moore. Luis Castillo started and took the loss. Mariners have dropped the first two games of that series and are now two games under 500. Other American League final scores. The Rays beat Baltimore 7-2. Taj Bradley pitched six innings and allowed one run and got the win. They had homers from Randy Arozarena and Isak Paredes. Detroit hammered Kansas City 9-4. Zach Short had a homer and three runs batted in. Matthew Boyd, who pitched for the Red Ears last year, started and went six innings, allowed two runs, and got the win for Detroit. Cleveland holds off Oakland 7-6, scoring the go-ahead run in the eighth inning on a throwing error. Minnesota in 10 innings beat the Red Sox 5-4. Kyle Farmer had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. And Martin Perez was dealing, went seven innings, gave up two runs, and the Rangers beat the White Sox in Chicago 6-3. Interleague play today. Toronto doubles up Miami 6-3. Matt Chapman hit a double and a homer. For the Marlins, Luis Arraez had two hits. He's batting .398. Houston had a big game from Alex Bregman. Three hits. Homers from Yonner Diaz and Chaz McCormick. They beat the Mets 10-8 in a slugfest in Houston. And in interleague play in Anaheim, the Dodgers lead Shohei Ohtani and the Angels 1-0. In the seventh inning, Ohtani has 11 strikeouts tonight, but is trailing as the Angels have only two hits. National League games, the Reds won their 11th in a row. They beat the Rockies 5-3 despite trailing 3-0 in the fifth. Former Rainier Jake Fraley with a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning for the Reds. Cubs beat the Pirates 8-3. Nico Horner tripled and homered and drove in three. That's a three-game sweep for the Cubs on the road at Pittsburgh. Arizona knocked off Milwaukee 5-1. Zach Gallen went seven innings, allowed just the one run, got his ninth win of the year. Washington shut out St. Louis 3-0 behind Trevor Williams. C.J. Abrams had three hits and a homer. Braves and Phillies rained out in Philadelphia. They'll make it up on September 11th. Make a note of that. And the Padres and Giants are in the sixth inning in San Francisco. The Giants trying to win their 10th in a row. They lead 4-0. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in El Paso, Chihuahuas beat the Red Ears 7-6. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, the Red Ears yesterday trailed 10-5 in the eighth. They scored six runs and took the lead 11-10, only to lose in the bottom of the ninth. Today, the Red Ears trailed 7-2 going to the ninth, again needing five runs to tie, six to take the lead. They almost got there. They scored four and had the tying runner at first base when the game ended. El Paso hangs on and wins it 7-6, the final score. Two things to take away from this game. First off, the Red Ears fought in the ninth. They did not quit in this game, and they almost came all the way back again. That was encouraging after the offense had been mostly quiet through the first eight innings, and that leads us to our second takeaway from today. Anderson Espinoza for El Paso, their starter, didn't pitch for 4 years. He was a top prospect as a teenager, then didn't pitch for 4 years. He had two Tommy John surgeries. And then the COVID year, there was no minor league ball. He went 4 years without pitching. Returned in 2021, reached the big leagues briefly in 2022. He's been with El Paso all year this year. He was terrific today. A career-high 12 strikeouts in six innings, consistently hitting 95 on the gun. Gave up just two runs. He's only 25 years old. He may still have a good major league future ahead of him. He certainly looked like it today. And he ends up getting the win for El Paso. All right, PCL scores today. Sacramento at Round Rock canceled. Inclement weather in Round Rock, Texas. Salt Lake beat Sugar Land 7-4. And we had a 1-0 game, if you could believe that. In the Pacific Coast League? What? Did they even allow that? I don't. Maybe it's an error. on the scoreboard, but it says Oklahoma City beat Las Vegas 1-0. I'll investigate that. We'll talk more about it during tomorrow's broadcast. Reno leads Albuquerque 8-2 in the sixth inning in Reno. Tomorrow's broadcast will start at 5:25 with the pregame first pitch at 5:35. The Rainiers could really use a decent performance by a starting pitcher. They've been knocked out in the third inning back-to-back games. Hopefully Darren McCacken could give them some length tomorrow. McCacken makes the start against Jay Groom of El Paso, and that is tomorrow at 5:35 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Southwest University Park. Once again, our final score today, El Paso 7, Tacoma 6. Have a great rest of your night.